is Rothman and Ice.
All right, welcome back. As we welcome Dustin Schutte back in on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline Saturday tradition. Dustin, good to have you.
Hey, this is the first time I've been able to join your show since we've had football back, so I'm excited. How are you guys doing today?
Absolutely, man. We're inching closer, and we can't wait to get this thing rolling. I'm sure the Buckeyes will be just chomping at the bit to get after things and get after Nebraska. But let's get your early take on this season, the hurdles that they've had to clear, certainly the upsets that have happened. Has it changed your opinion on how this will happen in the playoff, how this committee will, you know, look at these teams and whether they can survive or bounce back? You feel the Big 12's already eliminated in a way.
Yeah, that's been the big topic of conversation, and I think that's still, you know, with Oklahoma losing two games and Texas already dropping a game to TCU, I think a lot of people want to eliminate the Big 12 from the college football playoff picture. And right now, with the Pac-12 coming back, the Big 10 coming back, and the MAC and Mountain West doing the same, you know, I think it's hard to eliminate anybody because we've seen so many upsets already. You don't know what each conference is going to what's going to happen in each conference. You know, you could very well see multiple two-loss conference champions, or at least one-loss conference champions this season. So I know the Big 12, hasn't looked that great early on, but this is going to be a weird year. I expect there to be a lot more upsets. You know, it's going to make 2007 almost look like a normal season, in my opinion. But it's going to make for a lot of fun, a lot of really fun Saturday afternoons, especially when the Big Ten kicks off here in a few weeks.
You know, Dustin, we did have some, you know, unfortunate injury news in the Big Ten if you're a Wisconsin fan, with Jack Cohn, their quarterback, you know, having surgery and all that stuff. This Wisconsin offense, with or without him in the mix this season, what do you think that looks like for the Badgers?
Well, it's certainly going to be interesting to see what happens early, because I think a lot of people in Madison actually wanted to see the Graham Mertz era start a little bit earlier than it did. I think with him coming in, a four-star quarterback, a guy who could throw the deep ball and who could get the ball to his receivers on a regular basis, I think a lot of people wanted to see him on the field rather than Jack Cohn. So, but you do lose that experience. I mean, obviously, Cohn led the Badgers to a 10-win season last year. He looked good, particularly early in the season. The big question now for Graham Mertz is, not only does he have to take over the spotlight here at a big-time program, a program that's predicted to win the West on a regular basis, but you're having to replace some of your top receivers in A.J. Taylor, Quintez Cephas, and, oh, by the way, you don't have Jonathan Taylor to just hand the ball off into the backfield and pick you up 7 to 10 yards every carry. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what Wisconsin does offensively. I don't expect it to be a lot different even without Jonathan Taylor. I think they're still going to be a ground-and-pound team, but I do think that as the season goes along, if Cohn is sidelined for a period of time, you'll see the Badgers maybe try to stretch the field a little bit more than they would in the past, just because I think Graham Mertz has that ability more so than Jack Cohn.
Dustin Schutte with us, managing editor of Saturday Tradition on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. So the schedule came out and things got jumbled again after they had to put out a different schedule. Would you have liked to have seen more build-up to this Penn State game with Ohio State? Is it an intriguing spot in the schedule for you being so early in week two? What do you make of it?
Yeah, I mean, I've said this a couple times. It's almost fitting that game's going to be on Halloween, because a Penn State-Ohio State game in Happy Valley without the whiteout is going to be very eerie, right? Like, you just see those games get so amped up and so much energy inside Beaver Stadium for those games. I was surprised by the fact that game is so early in the season, just because you expect that those are going to be the two teams competing in the Big Ten East. So if you assume that those are the two best teams, not only in the division but probably in the Big Ten, you're probably going to assume that the Big Ten East race is over after Halloween weekend. Now, obviously, we could have some issues with injuries or what happens with positive COVID tests and things like that. So there is still some level of intrigue there. But I was surprised this wasn't a mid-November type of matchup, maybe not right before the Michigan game, but maybe a few weeks before, to allow these teams time to get settled into the season and playing their best football before they played one another. But hey, it just amplifies the intensity that comes with that week two matchup, and it gives something that both teams, Ohio State and Penn State, to work a little bit harder for in the offseason. But to answer your question, yeah, I was shocked that game was so early. I would have liked to have seen it in mid to late November, personally.
Let's hone in a little bit on these Huskers because, you know, that Penn State game is going to be big and we're all obviously excited about that one. But with the way some of these games are going around college football, you can't look over it, overlook anybody. Never in a college football season is that the case, but with all the different circumstances this year, I think that's amplified even more. This Nebraska team, right, with Adrian Martinez as their quarterback, Scott Frost now in another year getting some more guys in the building, but they also lost some key pieces offensively too due to some stuff happening this offseason. Do you see this Nebraska offense coming in, you know, to this game against the Buckeyes and presenting any problems? What do you think their offense presents this season?
Well, I think the question boils down to what does Adrian Martinez look like? Does he look like the 2018 version of himself, or does he look like the 2019 version where he battled some injuries and had somewhat of a sophomore slump? And I know that some of that is attributed to the fact that Nebraska just doesn't have the typical playmakers and they don't have the typical offensive line that you have been accustomed to seeing in Lincoln. And so I think that there's the potential that Nebraska could cause some problems, maybe early in that game, just with guys like Wandale Robinson and Lelante Brown and some of those new incoming guys. Dedrick Mills is a solid ball carrier. Their offensive line at Nebraska should be better than it was a season ago, although I know that's not saying too much. So there could be some offensive ingenuity there where I think that maybe Scott Frost dials up a few trick plays or you know, goes deep early in the game and tries to catch the Buckeyes off guard. So you have to guard for that. But overall, I just don't think with the loss of spring practice, Nebraska not playing in a bowl game and having so many young guys on that roster, I just don't think that over the course of a four-quarter game for 60 minutes, they can really present much of a problem for Ohio State. But then again, you know, like we said, we've seen Kansas State upset Oklahoma. We saw TCU upset Texas. So you really don't know what to expect. But I just think the Huskers right now are too young. And right now there's a lot of questions surrounding Adrian Martinez walking into this season after his numbers dipped in just about every statistical category from the 2018 season.
I know you guys touched on Wisconsin a little bit there with the quarterback situation. And what do you make of this Minnesota team with Bateman back in the fold and after opting out, and you got Tanner Morgan returning after a pretty good year? And what do you expect the battle on the other side of the conference to be?
Yeah, I mean, Minnesota is obviously now with Rashad Bateman back, they are going to be a contender in the Big Ten West. And I think they would have been in that conversation anyway, but this just kind of solidifies it because they have all the necessary weapons. They have a strong offensive line, one of the biggest offensive lines in the Big Ten. All of those guys were starters a year ago. You have a quarterback who was the second or third most prolific passer in the Big Ten with Tanner Morgan. And you've got a really good running back with Muhammad Ibrahim in the backfield, and he doesn't get quite enough credit, I don't think. He led the Gophers in rushing in 2018 and had a solid season behind Shannon Brooks and Rodney Smith last season. So I think Minnesota can be an explosive offensive team, even with the loss of Kirk Shiraka, who went over to Penn State. That's something that they're going to have to battle. But, you know, at the same time, my biggest question has not been about Minnesota's offense this entire offseason. My question is, when you lose a guy like Carter Coughlin, when you lose a guy like Antoine Winfield Jr., who's dominating early in the NFL, by the way, what does the defense look like? And I just don't know if Minnesota's going to be able to keep enough teams out of the end zone to win the Big Ten West this season. But I expect them to be in the conversation and be in the top two or three with Wisconsin and Iowa again this year.
You know, Michael Penix Jr., Indiana's quarterback, you know, one of his comments last week, you know, got the people going just a little bit. I think it was just his confidence in his guys where he's talking about going up against the big boys that he feels like they can get it done. This Indiana offense, do you think they can present problems for some of the better, you know, teams within the conference?
Well, I think they can for everybody but Ohio State, if we're going to be quite honest. And I think that Penn State game is honestly very intriguing to me in that week one, because you look at Penn State and Indiana in terms of returning talent. You know, both teams have a second year quarterback. Both teams are a lot more experienced on the offensive line. Both teams have really loaded running back rooms. You look at Samson James and Stevie Scott there at IU. They got one of the best wide receivers from the Big Ten a year ago, Watt Filliar, back. So I know they also lost the offensive coordinator, Kalen DeBoer, taking the head coaching job at Fresno State. But I really think that Indiana can cause some serious problems for Penn State in that week one matchup. And I expect the Hoosiers to finish, you know, third in the Big Ten this season. I think they're a better team than Michigan. Obviously, I think they're better than Michigan State, Rutgers, and Maryland. But there's a lot to be optimistic about with Indiana. The question for them is going to be, can Michael Penix stay healthy? Over the last two seasons, he's battled injuries, and Indiana's kind of had that buffer with Peyton Ramsey being a solid backup quarterback for them. They don't have that luxury this year. He transferred to Northwestern. So Michael Penix is going to have to stay healthy this season, but I expect the Hoosiers to be right in that conversation. They're not going to be as good as Ohio State or Penn State, in my opinion, but when you catch a team like Penn State in week one, with all the circumstances we've dealt with during the offseason, that could be primed for a big-time upset there in Bloomington in week one. So I expect the Hoosiers to have a really solid season after winning eight games last year.
See, it's unbelievable that you pumped them up like that, and I appreciate that. But the better question needed to be in our final 10 seconds. Will they end a 24-game losing streak to Michigan?
In one word, yes.
Oh, my goodness. The Daily Double? Penn State and the Wolverines?
Holy well, I don't know if they'll upset Penn State, but I think they have a great shot to upset Michigan this year.
All right. Well played, Dustin Schutte. We appreciate you, man. Good job today, and we'll ring you back soon, man. Football is upon us. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great one.